Good morning and welcome to the 61st annual general meeting of ICFO in this beautiful town hall in Prague. ICFO is the International Committee on Fundraising Organizations, and we are an international association of charity monitoring organizations. For us, it's the first time in our history that we hold our annual meeting in Central Europe. And we especially welcome some new faces, which are the first time among us, our guests from Poland, Slovakia, and from Hungary. All of us, we believe in the work of social NPOs, of charities. And we believe in what they do, and we help them to build trust with the work we do. The work we do is evaluating charities against standards, and this means basically three things. We first agree on common norms, which are valuable for trustworthy charities. And these norms need to be accepted by the charities, but also by the public and by the donor. Then we try to convince the charities in our countries to follow these norms, and also we inform the public that charities who are following the norms are trustworthy and help them to get donations and financing for their work. On the next slide, we see the network of ICFO to show you a little bit, make you a little bit familiar for those who don't know us. We are currently present in 20 nations in North and Latin America, in Asia, and in Europe, where the origin from ICFO is. So AVPO in Czech Republic does what ICFO members around the globe in their respective countries do for charities. All of us, we face similar challenges when we assess charities. But at the same time, we operate in different legal conditions, we have different cultural backgrounds, different levels of volunteering, of professionalization of the NPO sector in our countries, and also different cultures of giving. Also, the trust in civil society may differ from one country to the other. And this doesn't make it easy for us to do exactly the same, but we face the same challenges, and we share the same principles on charity assessment. And these principles we have agreed on seven key topics which we address in our standards for charities. And I would like to introduce these seven key topics for you a little bit in the next slides. Well, one area we look at is the public benefit. We all define together with the charities or with the stakeholders who work on these standards for charities, what does it mean to be a public benefit organization or to fulfill a mission which is dedicated to the public benefit? Because in many countries, fundraising or collecting donations is not limited to public benefit organizations. So sometimes we have a need to make clear for whom we have our standards. Then the second topic on the next slide is the good governance, which is very important, we think, for trustworthy charities. We all aim for good governance. We ask NPOs to have an active governing body, to have effective supervisory structures, and to make sure they fulfill and take their responsibilities. And also that they act with the necessary independence. Then the next topic we address, of course, are finances. We look at the financials of the charities, and we aim that the financial information charities publish is complete, is accurate, is true, and gives a fair view of their financial situation so that donors who are interested can really have a good picture of what the charity does and how their financial situation is. And on the next slide, we see a special topic which is evident for donors and for charities. It's also important, of course, we have a look at efficiency. This means the costs for fundraising, for administration. But we are also aware charities need to have administrative costs, and that fundraising is a profession also, so that it will cost an effort and it will have financial implications if you do fundraising in the public. But we want to have it in a good margin and avoid extreme, that charities have extreme costs which would not be accepted by the public or by the donors. But cost is only one thing. The other very important question is, what is the impact, what is the result of the work of a charity? And that's also something we address in our standards. But this is a difficult one. It's difficult for charities to measure the impact. It's difficult for charity evaluators to evaluate the impact. It's a very specialized work to do. So there we ask, some of us do ask charities to regularly monitor or regularly assess the results, or do more promote it and do not make it as a part of the standards. Then we have the next topic is integrity. We all look for the integrity of charities. Charities must be ethical, truthful, accurate, and not misleading or aggressive in what they say and what they do when they ask donors for support. Compliance with law, with norms and values are important for the behavior of the entire organization, for charity or for an NPO, not only for fundraising and communication. So we address also these topics in our standards, which are, of course, custom made to all the cultures, all the countries we are working in. Then we go to the next topic, which is transparency. We promote transparency because we think charities who collect donations in the public, they should also inform the public, make their information freely available about their background, about their finances, about their activities, and about the result of their activities. So these are basically the seven key areas which we cover with the standards we implement in the countries where we are active. And standard setting is one of the key tasks we are doing. But there it is important that we think this, it's not standards we just define and then give it to charities. It's important that they are accepted by the public, but also by the charities, and that we really are in a that it is realistic also to enforce these standards. The next slide also, this is a challenge for all the monitoring organizations who are active. When you assess an NPO or a charity, it's also very important to do it fairly, to make sure you have accurate information, but also to be credible to donors. But also, we do not compare, for example, charities. We do not make rankings or ratings. We provide information for donors who want to be informed for before they give. And this is the last slide or the last task we do. We inform the public. We have different models how we inform. Some of us have a seal, others publish a list or have a database on the internet. This is every culture, every member has to find his own way to do it. Some of us do publish entire reports and descriptions. This is not one model which is accurate for or which fits for everyone. So, and this is the last slide I wanted to show you because this is very important to us. ICFO is an international organization, but the members of ICFO are those who do the work in their countries. They develop the standards, they assess the charities, and they do it customized to their local context. They respect the principles we share, but then when they implement the standards, they are adapted to the local circumstances. And the meeting we have today and also the next day for those who do monitoring is a unique opportunity also to share this experience, to exchange know-how, but also to meet with the sector, with the MPOs of the country who is hosting the AGM. And I would like to thank very much to Marek, to the team of AVPO, to Monica, to Aleš, that they made it possible to have us here and to host this AGM. And I wish you all a very interesting and pleasant day. Thank you very much.
Děkujeme za úvodní slovo paní Martina Ziegerer. Díky.